Excuse me, sorry, burped. Aww. Sorry. Aww. Did it again. Oh, God. Gassy.
Eesh. Big dinner?
Dinner?
Big dinner?
It's 10 a.m.
I know, but sometimes last night could repeat on you in the morning, I find.
No, actually, I tell you what, it was the other end. Woke myself up with the loudest fart you have ever heard in your life. Oh, do you know when it comes out, it's like the fart, it couldn't get out quick enough. Do you know what I mean?
But it actually
like a shot fired.
Came out like a shot fired. Yeah. I just heard Dan go, "Oh, Rose."
And it truly woke you up.
I think I was sort of snoozing.
Can you guys
dozing.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry.
What? Sorry, yeah, I was responding to you. Did it wake me up?
Yeah.
I was snoozing.
Sorry. I thought that was like a new statement, and I was thinking, they're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, I was... Oh,
grey
no,
man syndrome.
You grey man. No, Kath, I was saying it sort of woke me up. I was sort of snoozing. You know, I'd sort of... woken up, had a wee, and then I was like, and now she's fully awake. She's trumpeted herself awake.
It's time to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Rocky's farts wake me up now.
Aww.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're loud.
Yeah. It's incredible how such a small thing can make such a loud noise.
So loud.
Well, if you think about a trumpet, that's quite small.
Actually, yeah.
The smell of Elsie's farts used to wake me up because they smelt like pure egg.
Oh, no. His don't smell.
It was awful.
How weird that they smelt different to Mabel's when they were having the same milk.
Yeah, very strange.
But this is a constant thing that I say to Daniel when he gets annoyed with me with how much I fart. We eat the same thing. How is it my fault?
Yeah. I always wonder that. Is it just that your digestive system's crapper than his?
Mm. Exactly. Bang on the money.
Not as
bang,
good.
Bang.
Or has different sensitivities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you, unfortunately, Rose, don't want to accept it, but you're one of those people that should go on one of those FODMAP diets where you can't have like onions, garlic.
Mm. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And also, something I also know and will do nothing about is that I know that a lot of it's to do with how fast I absolutely race through my food.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like a pig at a trough, but am I going to change? No.
Yeah. Pig at a trough. Talking of pigs. Nay! Another farmyard animal. Welcome to the horsey party.
Wow.
Well, it's not horsey party, is it?
It is, unfortunately, Rose. I've changed it.
Well, this is straight off the bat. I want to raise something.
I've changed it.
Okay.
You've changed it.
Peek behind the curtain. She's had a change of heart. I tell you.
Right. For what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Peek behind the
curtain.
It's
like when I did Thanksgiving. It's like when I did Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You've realised. Peek behind
the curtain. Uh-oh. This is the maddest thing one of the maddest things that's ever happened on the podcast. We were texting, who wants to host the next party? It's going to be Beatty or Camille. Camille went, I'm going to host and I'm going to do an AI party.
Yeah,
and then I was
great,
like, I feel like we've talked about AI a lot. We've talked about robots in the technology party.
We talk about farts a lot, Rose, but are you putting an embargo on that?
A fart party. I'm not putting an embargo on it. I just genuinely was like, have we done... I don't know. I didn't know if we'd done that before. So then she went, okay, I'm going to do a horse racing party.
So quickly as well.
Quickly. And then we were like, no, hang on a minute. We're not saying you can't do AI. And she went, too late. I started thinking about horse racing. And I told Dan, and he was like, is she into horse racing? I said, she has never mentioned horse racing in her life before. And also, she's been essentially a vegan for ethical reasons.
Yeah.
And she's chosen a horse racing party. Controversial,
yes.
Camille.
Yes.
A vegan who eats eggs.
I've never claimed to be a vegan. That's you two putting that on me.
Okay,
having this debate,
not vegan,
back and forth.
Not eating meat for ethical reasons.
Right.
You don't want to eat little piggies.
No. I didn't realise that horse racing is considered animal cruelty by some.
Yeah.
Tertiary Google.
Tertiary?
Cursory.
Tertiary Google.
cursory Google tells me, I mean, yeah, Peter are against it. Well, lots of people are. It does sound horrendous. But then there's lots of websites that are like, no, they're looked after really well and they like
wonder who's made those websites.
Probably like racing.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, Betfred.
So anyway, I'd already sent you guys the email of what you had to prep before I realised this.
Right, yeah.
And so I just decided myself that it's now horsey party.
It's just that all of the questions and games.
It's a celebration to do with horse racing. Right. Yeah, I know.
No, but it could be the game could be right. We don't want to do
exactly.
Anymore.
It still works. What, and if you guys hadn't said any of this, no one would have been none the wiser.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Did you watch the last Grand Prix, Camille? I mean, not Grand Prix, what's it called?
Oh, God, we're all...
that is the mad thing. I really don't know anything about it. Grand National,
that's the one. Well, yeah. It was quite good because there was also... there was, like, the horse racing, but the best bit was there were protesters trying to get in to, like...
Sabotage.
And it was like watching... It was like, oh, are they going to do it? They kept cutting to, like, security, like, chasing after people, like, tackling people outside
the
fence.
And it's like, that's much more exciting than the horse race.
It was great. I don't really watch it, but I tuned in just to see, are they going to do it?
Now, is horse racing, are all horsey sports considered bad? Like, polo,
I don't know about polo.
When they do the horse, like when the horse does dancing.
Oh, I think, like, that's fine.
Do you know what?
I think dressage is fine.
I'm just going to do a tertiary Google about.
I think the thing is with the Grand Prix is the deaths and the injuries of the horses
speed
is very common.
And
if they are injured, they are just killed.
And I also read that it's unnecessary to whip them.
I don't know much about polo,
but again, a lot of these websites that are saying polo is fine are called, you know, horseracingsense.com and polo.org. But apparently, you know, the things I'm getting straight up off the bat, horse polo is not considered to be a cruel sport and the horses are well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Many polo ponies are retrained former racehorses.
Oh.
The ones that make it through.
Sure.
Polo's running around and...
with a big...
Mallet,
that's the one.
Bang. Posh people.
Yeah, posh people with mallets.
It's like croquet
on waitressing. I did a waitressing gig at a polo match. It was...
How was that?
Really boring.
What sort of canapes?
Oh, it was, you know, just like canapes that are actually shit, but you can reproduce them and make them look quite posh. Like, do you know what I mean? Like half a tomato with a bit of...
a blob on it.
Like a blob and
a round
sort of small
cucumber
square piece
with a smear of cheese.
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, my God.
And a Verve Clico.
I like a Verve Clique.
Yeah. It was sponsored by Verve Clico, I think, the whole event.
Okay, so. Okay.
Very nice.
You didn't get to chat to any of the horses, see if they were into it?
No one cared about me and my opinions. They just wanted a shit canapé and a glass of Verve Clico.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, it's a horsey party, so let's just enjoy that. Hey, who likes horses?
Yeah.
I love horses.
I know, you used to have a horse, right?
Plural. I had a horse called Biscuit.
Biscuit the horse. There we
Biscuit
go.
The horse.
And she never raced, no? She was just a pet?
No, she was just absolutely mental.
But did you ride her?
Yeah, I used to ride her. Ride her around Devon, up on the moor.
Can you ride anywhere in Devon? Are you allowed to just take your horse to the streets and just
ride
around?
I don't think you're allowed on the motorway.
You're not allowed on the motorway, no. You are allowed just to ride around the lanes.
Just literally wherever you want to go.
Yeah, wherever. There's a lot of, like, you know, countryside to ride in.
Could you have ridden Biscuit into the village, like around the shops?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, love that.
I once rode her to the pub, which was quite cool.
That is cool.
On my Facebook group for my village where I grew up, which I'm a member of, there was a big hoo-ha about horses on the lanes recently.
Oh, shit.
A horse rider had posted saying to the man in the Ford Focus who sped past me and swore at me, "We have just as much right to be on the roads as you do," while I was on my horse. And then I think, I mean, because there's only 600 people in the village, and I imagine they're all in the Facebook group, the man
replied,
hit back.
Oh, what did he
and
say?
Said his was sort of a kind of mad stream of consciousness thing, rant that was just like, you shouldn't be on the road. Roads are for cars. And it's like, well, that's not the law, though, is it?
But roads are for cars.
The only thing I'll say is those lanes. They're
narrow.
Quite small. Like that is tricky.
Yeah, you do have to find a passing spot. Yeah.
Well, my mum always, when we were learning to drive, my mum used to say to us, in terms of speed on the lanes, she would say, "Think milk tanker." She would say, "Imagine there's a milk tanker around every corner that you can't swerve." But really, it should have been "Think horse."
Think horse.
Yeah. I mean, much more common than a milk tank, no? Mm.
Yeah.
No,
child?
Very, very common. Milk tank is very common in Devon, Cath.
Oh, okay.
It's the main industry, isn't it?
Of course, a milk tanker.
Dairy.
Getting that milk to the rest of the country.
Absolutely.
Mm. I've milked a horse, famously.
Famously, yeah.
I have
now it's a horsey
horse.
Party.
Now it's a bloody horsey party. And it was not dissimilar to milking a cow. I've done both.
What? When did you milk a cow?
I think I milked a cow in Turkey. Yeah, I've milked a cow in Turkey.
BT, did you never go to Crawley Adventure Park and milk a cow?
No, I never milked
done
a cow.
That as a kid.
Oh my God, that was like... Okay, so BT and I grew up, as regular listeners will know, in the same area of Devon. There was an adventure park called Creeley that we used to go to. And for me, absolute rite of passage, getting your certificate of utterance... Yeah, you had to go there, milk a cow, got a certificate, lovely job.
Wow. It's just a thing, isn't it? You go to a farm as a kid and like that's one of the things. It's like, oh, 12 p.m, we're going to milk cows.
And it's a massage, isn't it? It's not a pull, it's a massage of the nipple.
Yeah, it's quite hard. I found
it
quite hard to do.
Riddle me this. Is that similar to getting it out of a human tit?
Well, yeah, actually.
It is actually. You're not meant to pull, you're meant to massage around, not really pull on that teat, yeah.
It's about the flow of oxytocin. So it's like that you trigger a sort of chemical reaction in your boob that like goes... Bzz, bzz, bzz.
And doesn't that happen when your kid cries as well or something?
Yes, sometimes, I've been leaking like no one's business. I wasn't leaking at all. And now suddenly I'll be like, what's that wet patch? And I've just, there's milk pouring out.
Yeah.
Rose, you never had a horse, but imagine surrounded by horses in
Wanted.
Devon.
Desperately wanted one in the orchard. We've got a
you have,
and dad got, have
got
a big garden.
Your family home is perfect for a little pony,
which does make it sound like my parents have got a really posh country house whenever I say it's got an orchard, but let me tell you, they had no money. They bought it when it was dirt cheap. But yeah, sorry, what was I saying? Pony in the orchard.
Yeah, would have
really
been
wanted
ideal.
One perfect, could have had one, but I think my parents very probably rightly were like, it is a lot more work than you are anticipating, and B, a lot more expensive than we can afford. They were like, you can go and do ballet instead.
Do they just eat hay?
No.
Oh, carrots. A lot of carrots.
They eat like
you have to give them
like
horse feed. Yeah, you've got to buy a feed to give them.
And it's vet
they do
spills.
Eat carrots. Vet
it's
spills,
getting them shod.
Yeah,
it's
the tack.
All this stuff.
It's the getting, grooming. Yeah. It's the
getting them shod. Is that their feet?
Hooves,
their
getting the shoes.
Oh, you know what? That's one of my favourite things to watch. Is people having their hooves picked,
hooves cleaned out.
Ugh.
My sister has started seeing someone, and he's a farrier.
She's got a horse, hasn't she?
She did have a horse.
Oh,
she's rehomed
God.
Her horse.
Oh.
She had a horse for years. Holly horse.
Yeah, Holly horse.
But I think it was like always lame.
Oh.
So she just sort of hung out in the stables and like went for a little walk around about in the daytime, but she could never really ride her.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a farrier. He made Rocky. I'll show you, actually. It's right there. Hang on.
Oh, a horseshoe.
It's a horseshoe with his name engraved, Roscoe, on the
Aww.
Side.
That's so nice.
Isn't that sweet?
That is very cool. Tip it up.
He's a keeper.
I know. I'll check with my sister that I'm allowed
Did
to
you know about
the
horseshoes? The luck in the horseshoe?
Oh, yeah, but why it's lucky? No, why?
Oh, no, you've got to keep it that way up to keep all the luck in.
Oh,
if you tip it upside down, the luck pours out.
Oh, shit.
Got to keep the luck in.
She's
right
holding
now, yeah.
it, just for the listeners, she's holding it with the open bit up, so it's like a cup.
Yeah.
I think I've had that every which way.
Got to keep that luck in.
Right, we'll keep you
Camille.
Yeah?
I'm thinking about the image of you riding a horse.
It's bad.
Yeah, I'm thinking... Some there instinct is telling me you're not a natural.
Yeah.
There is video footage of it. It is very much like that. There's video footage. When I did that job in Mongolia where I milked the horse, I did have to ride a horse and it was not going fast. And I was already like, what? And they were like, can we just get that a bit faster, Camille? How do you feel like going up a bit, just a bit more to like a slow gallop? And I was like, I had a helmet on.
A slow gallop.
I was, not good. And I am allergic.
Yeah.
Itching.
Of course you
sneezing.
Are.
Yeah. Sneezing. Oh, God.
Itching, sneezing.
Could they have picked a worse person to do that show? Someone who hates flying, is allergic to everything.
And is scared of
most things.
Have you ever, I know we've said that it's no judgment here. We're agreeing. We don't agree with it. Have you ever been to a horse race?
No.
Have
well,
BT,
I thought initially no, but have you been to point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That counts.
What's point
I think
to
it
point?
Does. You bet on that, don't you?
It's cross-country racing. So it's like, I don't know if you bet on it. It's like
I'm
a horse
sure
race,
bet
but it's,
on it.
there are sort of big cross-country jumps every now and again. But they're not all together. They're sort of separate. They're going separately.
But they are racing each other.
That in time wise, yeah, but not
right,
together.
Right.
Yes, BT.
Yeah, that is a horse race.
There are two
yeah.
ways to place a bet at a point to point with a tote or a bookmaker.
There we go.
I definitely remember going to point. For those
yeah,
that don't
me
know,
too.
It's if you didn't grow up in the countryside, you probably don't know what it is. It's basically, yeah, like a kind of horsey meetup where loads of country people like roll up to a field with their Land Rovers and a picnic and probably a load of bottle of champagne. And then, yeah, it's basically like pony racing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, it's
but
big
like,
horses on point to point.
Is it? What is point to point?
Maybe that's cross country.
It's a form of amateur horse racing over fences held at a variety of point to point race courses through the UK. So, yeah, I have been to a horse race.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
No bloody
and
go.
Have you ever won anything?
Hang on a minute. It's for horses owned and ridden by members of an affiliated hunt. So
yeah, there we go.
Even worse. Even worse.
As in
fox hunting.
Fox hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that. Definitely been to that.
Yeah.
You've been to fox hunting?
I've been to a fox hunt, yeah. I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
In Devon.
Beatty.
Oh, yeah, babe. Oh yeah.
No.
I don't agree with it now.
But at the time, you were into it.
I mean, I was, what, 12?
Everyone. Yeah, and also it's just like, that is just the country.
Yeah, everyone just like, goes, like on Boxing Day, yeah. Everyone goes down to the village and watches the horses go out to hunt.
Wow.
Yeah, because I lived next door to the pub growing up. And, oh yeah, on Boxing Day, they would have the meet in the car park. So it'll be all in their hunt gear, having a thing of sherry or stirrup cup, whatever they call it, and then go off and do a fox hunt. And my parents, I remember, were always like bad mouthing them. And I was always just thought it was my parents being, you know what I mean? Like
bitchy,
snobby and bitchy. But
what happens at the end of a fox hunt? Do they do something with the foxes? Do they take them somewhere?
I mean, the dogs rip them to pieces, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's right. Okay.
That's the end.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's bad. Blood sport.
Okay, I'll bring the mood up.
Absolute can of worms, this podcast.
I know.
Well, you know, good to talk about the big themes.
Yeah.
I'm slowly edging us towards becoming a political podcast.
watch out, Ed Miliband.
Let's play a game.
Please.
Right. This game, it's called New Racetrack, because I was going to do a race.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have talked a little bit about
racing
horse racing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys, we don't agree with horse racing anymore.
No. Or fox hunting.
Or gambling,
sorry
really.
About that.
But
yeah. I was a child.
We're not agreeing with it. So
riddle me this, Camille. Do you know if you put a bet on and you say, can I have put £2 on this horse each way, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
That you win, whether it wins or loses.
Not loses.
No.
Not loses. No, because that would be... How can that
each
be
each way?
A,
because
how can that be a bet?
If, pound
if,
first,
you, if it wins
if
or
you
loses,
win,
you
it gets
the money.
A pound. If you lose, it gets a pound.
If it wins, you lo- if it wins, you win. And if it comes last, you win. Each way.
No.
Either way. Either
no.
or.
No.
Which or what, you win.
Which or what, you win.
Okay, no, it means, each way.
Okay, here's a clue. If you want to put £2 on this horse each way, that bet is going to cost you £4.
Has it got two races in the day?
No.
£2.
You were closer with your first one.
Oh, so £2, you get...
As if it wins or comes second.
Yes!
Ah, okay.
But it's like a double bet, so you have to pay twice.
Yeah, makes sense.
You're sort
makes
of
sense.
Hedging, aren't you? You think, I think this horse is probably going to
do
finish.
Well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've just remembered. I've been to the dogs. I've been to the dog races.
You have been to the dogs.
You have been to the dogs.
I think
did
my granddad took me when I was younger. And then also when I filmed Lee and Dean, there was a whole episode at the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Where
the dogs, the dogs seems worse.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think I've been to the dogs. Maybe, or I think maybe at the point to point that I went to, there was also a dog. There was also a greyhound race.
Do you know what? I feel like I've seen that little rabbit zipping around.
Yeah,
it was probably at the point to point, BT.
Yeah.
I feel like it was quite a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Head into the dogs for the weekend. Right. Anyway, we're not agreeing with any of that. So we're going to revolutionise the sport. Instead of turning up and placing a bet and watching a bunch of horses race across a field at lightning speed, we are going to revamp what it means to watch a horse race. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
I'm worried that BT and I have done the same
thing. Yeah, me too. I'll go first because mine will be worse. And then you can go second.
Okay, I'll break it up in the middle in case you've done the same.
Right. Instead of horse racing, what about horse girl racing?
We haven't done the same thing.
Okay, great. Have you seen the videos of those girls pretending to be horses doing the jumps?
Yes,
no.
When they're the girls, is it the girl who is like on all fours and she like kind of canters around?
Yeah, they run around a little thing and they jump over the jumps. It's that, but it's the horse racing. Okay, imagine.
Am I thinking of the same thing, BT? That girl who like is like. There's videos of her on TikTok.
No, this is a real competition.
Okay, I'm thinking
girls.
Of that woman who. Goes around on her. Do you know the one I mean? She goes around on her legs and hands, and it's like
I do know the one you mean.
Like sort of scamping around like a horse.
She can run like a horse.
It's like, this is just the most natural way that I've seen to move.
Oh, she's not doing it as like a show or anything. She's just
no. She's
like
doing
that.
It as like this is just how I get around.
This is me. Right.
She's a horse now. Yeah, she's a horse. Okay, so it's horse girl racing. It's girls racing as horses. Imagine them all pacing around the paddock pre-race. They each have a handler. It's very similar. There'd be jumps, obviously, but also added obstacles like downing a glass of Whispering Angel and smoking three Vogues. Okay, things you might miss from the real horse racing, like silly names, not a problem. Just look at the roster of your local pony club and all you'll see is silly names.
Yeah.
Figgy, Miff, and Zaza are all ready to sign up.
Figgy.
What about the unpredictability of these horses? A lot of these girls are on cocaine.
Okay.
What about doping?
Oh, yeah, there will be There will be tests, but there will be so many doping scandals. But that will add to the whole frisson.
What if the doping scandal is, it turns out one of them's not on cocaine?
Yeah. Why isn't she on cocaine? Where's the element of danger? They will be chased by a rabid dog.
Oh, oh God. It's suddenly become like Squid Game.
Could it be a rabid fox?
It is now Squid Game. Rabid fox. Very good. Karma.
Tying it all in.
There it is. Although, is it cruel to give a fox rabies?
No, you find one that's already got rabies.
You find one
ethical.
That's got rabies.
It's ethical rabies.
You ethically sourced rabid fox. Yeah.
Find it, or you find a fox that dodged a fox hunt. It doesn't have to be rabid. It just wants revenge.
Just wants revenge. Rabid, a vengeful fox.
A vengeful fox, yeah.
But, you know, if it does also happen to have rabies, so much
then
the better.
Ideal.
Bonus. Better than horses in many ways, I've written. Can a horse do a post-race interview? No. Can they sleep with each other's boyfriends? Technically, yes, but it's not so scandalous.
We're all over the shop with our vocabulary today.
Yeah, there's something in the air. I think it's very close today.
My brain
today.
Is feeling slow. Just, yeah.
My words are slurring. Anyway, most importantly, it's about female representation at the end of the day. Which is something that you don't really have in horse racing.
Well, yeah.
Even if these girls are truly the worst of our gender.
I was going to say, is that bad though, if the people representing our gender are cocaine-addled? Rosé swigging.
Hey, it's got to be a spectrum. You've got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Yes, I can be a rocket scientist, but I can also be... a rosé downing horse girl chased by a rabid fox.
What are they wearing, please?
They are wearing fur. It's head to toe fur.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like, no. Beatty, you've gone from being ethical and not doing a horse race to you're into dodgy territory elsewhere now.
Okay, fur. Nix the fur. Okay, are they just dressed as jockeys?
I think they should be wearing the kind of stuff that they would wear to Royal Ascot. I want to see them racing, but wearing,
racing in a
really, really
skirt.
Tight skirts and stilettos.
Trying to jump over a hurdle.
And a hat.
You've
got
to keep your fascinator on. If your fascinator falls off, you're disqualified.
This is really fun. This is
really good. You'll see people, they're in the stables beforehand being fake tanned by their owners, just like sprayed up and down.
Do you remember, did you ever do that's made me think of having to keep your fascinator on? Do you remember in ballet exams where I feel like my mum would put so many pins in my hair and do it up so like elaborately, and then just they would all just like, you could hear them just like tinkling out onto the floor during the ballet exam.
Yeah.
That was decent, BT. I'd go to that.
Thanks. Thank you.
Shall I go next?
Yeah. Or is yours absolutely insane?
I don't think so.
Well, that's not a good judge, is it?
There's still horses in mine, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Instead of horse racing at lightning speed, the aim of the game is to get there as slowly as possible. So these races are lasting for days.
Horse plodding,
very nice. People are going, it almost becomes like a festival. People are going and camping out, watching bits and bobs. The jockeys themselves have to camp because it lasts overnight. They have to have their own little tent that they pitch up at different stops along the way.
They're allowed to just get off.
Oh yeah, so the aim of the game is they're sat on the horse. The horse has to go as slowly as possible. Really, really, really slowly.
Okay, but it does have to be moving.
Yes, it has to be moving. It can't...
So how can you get off and camp?
I think you should have to sleep on the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, okay, we'll do that. Okay, the horse has to be moving slowly, slowly. Could last a whole weekend. Jockey's got to sleep on the horse. Jockey's also got to do challenges along the way. So there's a bit where helicopters drop material out of the sky, and then kind of like RuPaul's Drag Race vibe, they have to fashion some kind of outfit for the horse that they put on the horse and themselves. Plodding along again.
I'm going to just flag up the need for helicopters to do that.
Oh, what? You're saying people could just throw them in?
Yeah, because I was thinking if the helicopters are being used, I thought it was going to be that... is it that Chinese trend for where they drop the veil on the bride?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? They just drop it in place?
Yeah, and it lands on her head. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, have they got a bird to do it? No, that can't be right.
Let me Google
this. I know
this.
Exactly what you mean, though. It's like the veil travels across the room.
And then lands on her, head.
Yeah.
Chinese dropping veil.
Wedding.
BuzzFeed, people think the latest Chinese wedding trend. Hang on.
What do people think about it?
People think the latest Chinese wedding trend involving flying veils is extremely extra. Okay.
It is extra, yeah.
But people I'm thinking China. that's more jeopardy, isn't it? If you've got a flying, something flying? That flies in and the jockey's got to get it on their head. Got to...
Oh, wow. Okay. Everyone's got to Google this. The wedding veil strung up on two runners travels down the aisle along two rails on the ceiling before dropping onto the bride. It's good. That's really good. Wish I'd done that.
That's a bit of you, that, isn't it, Camille?
That is a bit of me. Okay, what? So instead of what, we have to have a moment where... So that happens. Hang on, I've dug myself a hole here because you said something and I agreed, but it's not true. You said that the jockey has to stay on the horse. They don't have to. They can come off.
Right.
Right, but the horse has got to keep moving.
Yeah, but it could be just like stomping on the
How
spot.
How do they make the horse do that when
you've trained
not
it?
On
you've
it.
Done training. It could just be stomping on the spot.
That poor horse is stomping on the spot. I think this is cruel.
Yeah, I think this is worse than horse racing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That poor horse can't stop moving for, what, days?
Right, let me have a U-turn. Let me have a U-turn here. Let me have a U-turn.
It's like having Keir Starmer in here. Hey, all right. Politics pod, here we go. Bang, satire.
Right, let me quickly start again.
What do you mean quickly start again? The whole thing?
Let me quickly start again.
Okay.
Let me quickly rethink the whole
the
thing.
The horse is not constantly moving. And the jockey can get off. Okay, what's happening
but
is...
But then it's not... The race could never end. You could just keep the horse in the
field. You could just get off the horse and stop.
Okay. The competition is, by the time they get to the end of the track, and they have to do that at the horse's pace, they're not allowed to, like, gee it up. It just has to be as and when the horse wants to.
So they're just loose reins, just letting
the
horse...
So you're just watching horses wander around, basically.
No.
And maybe one of them will go over the finish line.
No, because along the way, there's all these different challenges they need to complete.
But what if the horse doesn't want to go to the challenge?
It's like ball girls and boys at the tennis. The
challenges come to
they
them.
They come to them. Yeah, the challenges come to them. Okay,
they're right. Okay, in. Okay.
So, couple of ball girls run in.
Okay,
they've got this material. The jockey has to fashion some kind of elaborate outfit for the horse and put it on.
Fixated on this outfit bit. Absolutely fixated.
Another point. They've got all these cool like. Hair beads and braiding materials. The jockey has to do the horse's mane. Basically, by the end, by the time they get over the finish line, that horse has to look completely different and like immaculate.
So you're saying it's sort of...
It's like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, or like a crafting show. It's sort of a mashup between a horse race and like the Great British Sewing Bee kind of thing.
That's bang on. Yeah, that's it.
Right, okay.
And it happens as they're going along the track. So it's not...
I mean, I would argue that you don't need the race element.
You just do the...
It's a series of horse-based craft styling competitions.
Mm-hmm. And then they do dressage at the end. Dress up, dressage.
There you go. There you go, okay?
Now that's good.
Yeah.
Dressage up. Just that, actually.
And,
just that.
And part of the...
Little cowboy
obviously
hats
part
and horses,
of the
stuffy.
Jeopardy is these outfits do need, they need to be sturdy. They've got to withstand, you know, a full dressage routine. So yeah, you might have one that looks really amazing, but actually it's falling to pieces when
actually had to do a dressage routine dressed as a cowboy at the Chagford show with my pony club. So
please tell me there is
video
evidence. Please,
BT, that would be...
There's photo evidence. I don't know if there's video.
Can you find the photo? Please.
need.
Most photos of me on a horse when I was a child are me hanging around the neck of the horse upside down. upside down in a jump.
Need those, unfortunately.
Okay.
ASAP.
All right.
I have put here, but it doesn't really work anymore. There's a picnic halfway through and a bunch of ponies walk around like ring girls. They're in like little bikinis and stuff.
I mean, is dressing up animals? I mean, that feels like exploitation.
Putting them in bikinis.
Yeah.
You're sexually exploiting
horses. I've
had a
bit of a shocker here, I think, on this one.
But I think Camille, the picnic element, you could just say the spectators. It's a whole day event.
Yeah.
The spectators gather round, bring a picnic.
Yeah, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
I think they'd rather have a picnic than watch someone else have a picnic. That might be quite galling if they've been there.
That's a lovely day, isn't it? Dressage up. You come along, you bring a picnic, you watch all these horses get made up, and then they do some dressage. Lovely.
Right, yeah. Just get rid of the race element altogether.
There we go. Rose.
That is just dressage, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of horse racing, it's dressage.
It's dressage. I've had a shocker. Okay, I hold my hands up. I had a shocker.
Okay. I've invented a whole new type, a whole new sport, basically. Get ready for do you want no more ethical concerns? Do you want no more expensive training? Do you want 100% more chaos? If the answer is yes, then prepare yourself for toddler racing. Okay?
Oh yeah.
We've got a race course with lanes. And it's set up like a soft play centre. Okay, so obstacles, slides, ball pools, twists, turns, things to climb. Yeah?
Yeah.
And each toddler has to get round the course. And the aim of the game is obviously to get round the course first. But instead of having a jockey riding them, that would obviously be unethical and impractical. Yeah. They have a parent trying to encourage them round the course.
Yeah.
And the parent
like the dog
yes, like
assault
Croft.
Course.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come
okay.
On, come on, Mabel.
Now the parents they're not allowed to physically touch the children. They can't pull them round. They can't, shivvy them along. They have to remain 5 meters behind them at all times. The kid's always in front, but the parent is trying
tricky.
That's hard. They can't
what
even see
the
their
kid
face.
Runs towards you, you've got to run away.
Yeah, you've got to run away. And also maybe there's some kind of sort of device, there's some kind of pole.
I think
or
you
something.
Have to be in front. You have to be in front of them, surely.
I just thought that would take the thrill out
along.
Of seeing who's winning. Do you know what I mean? You sort of, okay, 5 meters in front. I'm willing to change that. So you're not
that
close.
That is good.
I'm really getting into the nitty gritty.
Imagine there's a parent over the finish line and they're trying to, lovely. Good.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Thinking it through, that's much better. Mm. So no, not allowed to physically touch, but can entice them in any way they like, whether that be verbally, whether that be offering physical rewards, whether that be offering bribes or threats. You can do anything you want.
Threats.
And also, the parents can also try and put off rival toddlers in any way they see fit. But again, no touching. Yeah. Now, this has got something in common with yours, BT. As well as getting round the course, there are specific tasks at certain points that they have to complete before they can move on. E.g., they get to one point in the course, the toddler has to put on socks and shoes, okay, before they can continue. Another point in the course.
The race is never going to end.
You get to another point in the course, the toddler has to eat a full plate of broccoli before they can continue.
Aye.
You get to another point in the course. The toddler has to correctly answer what their mum's name is, okay, before they can, and they can't carry on until they've done it.
Mabel could do that. She calls me BT all the time. It's that's BT galling. Or mother.
That's galling.
Mother.
There are also sort of distractions throughout the course, toddler focused distractions. So there's like shiny stuff, buttons that play music. There's like open bags of Haribo just lying around.
Chaos. I mean, that and could all help, of
this is this is sort of like adding to the jeopardy. Okay, so someone, there could be a toddler that's like absolutely steaming ahead, but suddenly they get to a TV showing Peppa Pig and it's like complete standstill. The others are catching up.
Shit.
And the toddlers are selected at an age where they can like just about walk, but they're a bit unsteady on their feet, basically to maximise the possibility of them stacking it. Because as we all know, there is nothing funnier than a kid sort of falling over. But as I said, it's all soft play, so it's all perfectly safe. No one's ever going to get hurt. It's all soft landing.
Yeah.
And this is the bit that I think is I'm most proud of. The toddler selection is like jury service. So you just, all toddlers are eligible. And you just get a letter in the post being like, it's your time. So you can't have people like training up their kids. You can't train them.
Whoa.
It's truly equal because you don't know, you might never get called up. So you can't, there's no element of like,
and then
there's
no sort of element of, you know, exploiting your child.
Like jury service.
Exactly.
It's not like those kids on YouTube who you think, wow, you must be making about 5 videos a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To make your parents
money. It could be anyone. It could be anyone. It could be Elsie. It could be Rocky.
Got it.
Could be anyone.
Got it.
And
my one issue is the shoes and socks thing, because Mabel even struggles to get shoes and socks on. So it's a non-starter.
And she's not even
socks.
A toddler anymore.
Maybe it's, okay, yeah. I'm willing to take advice from real parents here. What's a realistic thing that is tricky for them to put on, but they could do it, you know?
A coat, surely.
Hat.
Coat? A hat. Hat's good.
Yeah, okay, hat.
Because you'll get some that don't like wearing hats as well.
Can people bet on it? Yes. What happens is, the stats, you get stats released a week before. So stuff like birth weight, sleep pattern, number of days they've been walking, you know, and people, so that's
good.
How the odds are calculated, okay?
Yeah, really good.
And basically, the winning toddler gets 50 grand in a, you know, lifetime ISA or whatever, and lifetime membership to Alton Towers.
Ooh,
great.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Great gift.
I would want Elsie to enter.
Alton Towers. Wouldn't you want lifetime membership to Centre Parks?
Maybe it's lifetime. Do you know? Maybe it's lifetime membership to all UK tourist attractions. You get the keys.
That's amazing.
You get the keys to you get the keys to the UK. Any tourist
That's
attraction,
incredible.
You can just walk in.
Peppa Pig World. Walking in.
Rose, we need to go. We need to go to Jojo and Gran Gran Land in.
Where is that? In Alton Towers.
There's like CBeebies HQ somewhere.
I think it's in Alton Towers. I think there's CBeebies World, and I think there's a CBeebies bit of Alton Towers.
Okay,
but that's
pretty decent.
I'd be into it. I'd be really into it.
Now, coming to the end of this game. This is the first kind of game where normally we'd have a guest who would pick a winner.
Oh.
And how do you feel about taking out that competitive element?
Okay, like, I don't like it. Here's my thoughts. We could.
But you have to pick the winner and you pick yourself.
Here's two options.
Yeah.
We each vote on which of the other two should win.
Oh, that's good.
And then we see if there's a clear winner.
Yeah.
And/or we do a poll on, Twitter's dying, isn't it? But somewhere, maybe on our Spotify, you know, I think you can, we'll figure out.
After the pod, people. Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay.
And hand it over to our listeners. You decide. We could do both.
If I was to vote, I'm trying to think which one of you I'd vote for.
Should we try and do that now and see if that actually works?
What? Right, yeah, let's write it on
I'm going to write it on a bit of paper.
Sorry, I've just found my dad's... My dad's gone away for work, and he's written a little packing list.
Oh, no, read it out. Read it out.
Starts,
read
it out. It starts, pants, socks.
Pants.
Trousers. Two times. Ted Baker.
Two times
Old
Ted Baker.
Old town suit. T-shirts. Sandals. Shorts. Shirts. Swimmers. Shoe polish. Shoes, question mark?
Wait, what?
Why is there a question mark on shoes?
Shoe polish.
Definitely shoe polish, but maybe shoes.
Definitely shoe polish. Shoes?
And I love it that he's called his trunks his swimmers.
Swimmers.
Yeah, swimmers.
Pajamas.
I know.
Pajamas.
Oh, Beatty.
Is that because he'll forget? Will he forget when he's packing? He needs the list. Won't he just...
I don't know.
I think he's...
Mandolin and case. He's taken his mandolin.
I think he's a very organised and prepared man.
Yes.
Bank
yes.
gizmo.
It what?
Bank gizmo. Does he mean gizmo. A card reader?
The card reader, yeah.
Bank gizmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he need
toilet
his card
bag
reader
and extra moisturiser.
Extra moisturiser. Peek behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah. He's found some moisturiser from Boots, Witch Hazel moisturiser, and he's trying to get all of us to use it.
Oh, hang on. I think I know the one. If it's Boots' own, yeah. They've got a Witch Hazel.
They do have a Witch Hazel. He's like, it's great. My skin's never been better. You should try it.
Swimmers.
Swimmers and a mandolin.
Swimmers. Shoes,
pants.
Question mark.
Shoes?
Pants. Really sweet. Rose, what are we doing? Voting.
You are writing down whose idea you think should win out of me and Beatty, and similar story, everybody.
So it's girl, it's girl, it's the girly one.
It's okay, it's so just to recap, race. Beatty, we've got horse girl racing. Camille, we've got the sport of dressage.
It's messy,
and
it's fun.
Rose, we've got toddler racing.
God.
What did you call it? Dressage up.
Dressage up.
It's okay. Dressage in costumes.
I've just written the name, though, of the person that I think should win.
Oh, I've written the name, yeah.
Oh, that pen's not working. Is that a sign? I should pick... okay. Ready?
Yeah, okay. Ready. We're going to reveal on the count of three. One, two, three. Oh, you can't see. Okay.
It's Rose.
It's bloody Rose.
It's Rose.
It's two Camille, votes for Rose.
Camille and Beatty, two votes for me. I've voted for Beatty.
I'd like to say I found it hard and I like Beatty's, but the reason I went for Rose is that I just couldn't condone the overconsumption of cocaine. Okay, I just thought I can't be voting for that.
Coming from the girl who's holding a horse racing party.
Okay, guys, that's the end of Horsey Party, would you believe?
Aww.
It has actually been fun. That's me being like, we've all done really well. It's time for Legends and Dicks, obviously. Beatty, have we got any Patreon legends or any messages?
We've got two.
Patreon
legends.
Straight
already.
In.
Can I just say, we haven't even released an episode by Peek Behind the Curtain.
Is it Wednesday
and I've only
today?
Just
there'll
turned
be an
the Patreon
coming
on.
Out. There'll be an episode coming out as we speak, right?
As
so
we
thank
speak.
You. Two absolute extra special legends who've signed up.
Here we go.
In anticipation of
and
the
And do you know what? Two pretty spectacular names
yes.
as well.
Oh, are they horse
to
names?
To go with the horse name theme.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Okay, name number one. Biddy Lloyd James.
Legend!
Biddy!
Biddy! Legend Biddy.
I mean, that is moments away from Figgy.
It is, isn't it?
Thanks, Biddy.
And thanks, Biddy. And Miller Neptune. Hello?
Oh, wow. My God, legend!
Miller Neptune! Sea God, come through.
Wow. Absolute legends. Thanks so
legend.
Much for signing up to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Both incredible names.
There's bonus content. Already loading, baby, from this
loading.
Episode.
Come on.
Yeah, you're gonna if you like those names, you're gonna love the BonCon today.
Oh yeah.
If you want to be a bloody legend like those two, and hear some sweet BonCon, then you can sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/birthdaygirls house party.
Good, that
always,
was good.
I always want to end it as birthday girls.
Birthday girls. House party.
Birthday girls, house party.
My legend of the week is my husband Sam for relentlessly doing self-tapes with me. And he, the other day I did have to sniff his hair and lick him, and he didn't. He did bat one eye.
So he had to be in the same
he was BT, how are you doing self-tapes? Because the other person's not meant to be in them.
He was sat in front of me so he could see his head.
Okay.
And I just had to sniff.
You could see the top of his head.
See the top of his head.
Nice, nice.
I thought it would work. It did actually work.
Yeah, good one.
And dick of the week is junk emails. For some reason, I'm just getting so many junk emails.
Too,
something
BT.
Has happened to the junk email filter.
You got
and they come through and they're obviously junk. It's just all like grammar. It's all
me
like
too,
apostrophes
BT.
And
it's like something,
exclamation
marks. I feel
marks
like there's been like some kind of data breach where suddenly my email address is on some kind of awful, and it's relentless.
Relentless. And emails are going into my junk that I have previously sent, exchanged emails with, like people
so
from Mabel's nursery. It goes into the junk. It's like, why?
I
need that.
And then you can't. You have to like sign in to Hotmail online and add them as a fucking contact. I know it's our own fault for still using Hotmail, but I can't be bothered to do the admin of changing.
Yeah.
There's a way you can do it, Rose, apparently, that makes it hassle free.
Camille, I'm not doing that.
No, she's not doing it.
She's not doing that.
Good dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good dick.
32 I've had today.
No.
Yeah.
All Wins Casino, uniform allowance, claim your spins, personal injury claims, Wheel of Fortune, slots offer, welcome package.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's hell.
I get something from someone called Sono Belly, which is like where you pay someone to like wiggle away your cellulite or something.
Oh. God. No, that's
all
not junk mail, BT. I've been sending that to you just as a...
Oh, right.
Not really.
Rose, who's your legend?
Yeah,
dick,
okay. My dick of the week is, well, it's sort of it's drivers, okay? It's drivers on the roads of London, specifically two, but I've noticed a trend whereby Dan and I on two walks. The first time we were on the pavement and we were crossing like a side street, you know, as you walk in on the pavement, there's a side street. We were already crossing the road, no cars in sight. Then a car comes and we were just still crossing the road and it was like beeping us as if to be like, get out of the road. And it's like, we are already crossing the road when you arrive. The law is, do you know that the law is that you're supposed to give way to people waiting to cross the road now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
that's always been the law.
No, it changed, BT. So you've always got to give way to pedestrians who are on the road, but now you have to give way to pedestrians waiting to cross the road. So if you get to a side street and you want to turn left and there's someone waiting to cross that street, you're supposed to give way to them. Anyway, so I obviously stuck my middle finger up at him and Dan was like, please don't do that because I'm going to have to now have a fight because of you. And then another walk we were on, we get to a zebra crossing and there's like, it's a busy road and a bus stops and we start to cross the crossing. We finish crossing the crossing, minding our own business. The bus driver leans out of his window and went, you're welcome. Because we didn't say thank you. And it's a fucking zebra crossing.
Oh, thanks for not running me over.
Are you fucking joking?
I hate that. I resent saying thank you. I sometimes say thank you
I always do on a zebra crossing. Often go give a little hand.
You shouldn't have to. They shouldn't be saying thank you for not running me over.
Yeah.
I just and it's one of those things where you know when it's like I can see that Dan's just like, why are you letting this stress you out? It just winds me up. I hate it when like somebody, with that feeling of injustice, when somebody has like acted like you're being a dick, when you know you are completely the one within reason.
I sometimes dream, I like have a daydream that like these things get taken into sort of some sort of virtual court and you get to replay the whole event with that person.
Yeah.
And be, and have like a jury of people who go like, no, you're a fucking dick.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, BT. Maybe I'll do that. Because the thing is, the logic is, yes, I understand that like, it is, you know, yes, it's nice to say thank you, but for me, thank you, that I don't like doing it because it suggests that they've done you a courtesy when they haven't. Yeah. They've, it's like, I thank people when they let me out in my car because that's a courtesy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. Yes. But it's like, no. And I think if you always thank people, it sort of encourages this culture that you don't have to stop. Because sometimes people don't stop. I've been on zebra crossings and they don't stop.
Oh,
and it's like, oh, it's not your choice. You're not choosing to. It's like, you have to.
What's the one where it is optional and it's confusing?
No. None of
them. Isn't there a version of a zebra crossing where it's optional? Or is that just a broad
courtesy crossing? I've come across them. There are some. But there's no signage anywhere.
No,
it's there's like there'll be like a crossing place, and if you want, you can stop and let people.
Is it a pelican crossing? Is optional?
No,
no. Anything that's like that's an official. All the
Just trying to Google it.
Tertiary Google.
Oh, I've Googled our zebras optional.
I'm pretty sure in driving theory it's like you have to stop.
Traffic does not have to stop until someone has moved onto the crossing. Yes.
What? Does not have to stop.
It says, remember that traffic does not have to stop until someone has moved onto the crossing.
Oh, really?
Drivers and riders should give way to pedestrians waiting to cross and must give way to pedestrians on the crossing. So if you're waiting, it's a should, apparently.
What are you on? What website's this?
That's Highway Code UK. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's confusing. Maybe I am in the wrong.
That's very confusing.
But it's like, obviously they must stop if someone's on the crossing, because otherwise they're going to fucking run them over.
Yeah, what, are you supposed to just take your luck and step out and hope that they...
I hope that, well, now I've stepped out, so they have to stop, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like in that moment before you step out, that's quite the leap of faith.
It really is.
But anyway.
Anyway, there we go.
Basically, if you're driving, you're supposed to respect pedestrians. And in London, nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
Much more lighthearted legend. It's simply Lidl's ice cream range.
Tell me
hit
more.
After hit.
Is it?
My God.
Tell
basically,
me more.
It's their fake magnums. Oh. Honestly, I believe it's called Gelatelli. It's
sure.
They've got so
sounds vaguely Italian.
Yeah. We got initially just your standard fake magnums. Absolutely delicious. Then Dan went to the corner shop. Obviously, only had real magnums. He was like, the little ones are so much better. And the flavours they're doing, okay. We're talking cookie dough and pecan flavour ice cream covered in like white chocolate with bits of cookies in it and a layer of caramel.
Shut up.
We had some the other day. Speculoos. It's like a Speculoos magnum.
Yeah,
spiced biscuit in chocolate, a layer of like Speculoos flavoured caramel, and then like ice cream with bits of Speculoos in. I'm telling you now, if you've got a Lidl near you, get down to Gelatelli, get to that freezer aisle, get yourself their fake magnums. You will thank me.
Delicious.
Wow.
They sound great.
There you go.
That sounds really special.
Thank you.
I'm on one a day, which is not ideal.
Of course, that's fair. Well, that's good. My legends are going to be BT and Rose. So, two different reasons. BT, for when I first had Rocky, coming around a couple of times, having dinner with me, watching me cry when he cried, telling me to go and have a little nap while you sat with him. Really appreciated it.
Can I just say that I was meant to come and help do that, but I had to go to Mauritius. It really sounds like I've just chosen not to do that.
You're still a legend, Rose. I knew you'd get upset about that.
Yeah. No, I just feel like that reflects badly on me.
Rose made me some lactation cookies. And I have to say that I ordered some proper lactation cookies from a lactation cookie website, and Rose's were just as good, if not better.
Did I send you the online recipe I used for them, Camille?
You did.
Okay,
you did,
good. Yeah. Because they weren't hard.
Yeah. I've not made them, but yeah. Yeah. So thank you both legends.
Welcome.
And that's nice. Oh, we'll end it on that. I won't do a dick this week. We'll end it on legends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Why not?
We've got enough to think about. Everyone's Googling zebra crossings.
Yeah, my whole world has been rocked by the zebra crossing news, so.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? My dick, horse racing.
Yeah, there we go.
Good.
And nice. Remember, if you want to come and see us live, we are doing a pod. Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder Treason and Birthday Girls House Party. I will keep saying it.
Yes. It's a good way to remember.
5th of November, 1 o'clock at the Bedford in Balham, the part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. You can book tickets online.
We did it last time and it was a dream.
It was brilliant. So please come and join us. We'll have a great time. We will be having a guest. We'll tell you who that is closer to the time. But for now, I just want to say, if you are thinking of going to the horse racing this week, just don't.
Don't do it.
But we love horses. Thanks for listening.
Go and pat a little horse in the field.
Pat a little pony.
Pat a pony.
Thank you for listening to our horsey party. Thank you to Beatty. Thank you to Rose.
Thank you to Camille.
Thank you. And we'll speak to you very soon.
Are you going to say thank you to our producer and everyone? Or?
No? Oh, yeah. That was a soz. Thank you. Uh-oh. New dick of the week. Thank you to Emma Corsham, our wonderful producer. Hadn't forgot you. Thank you to Ange Mlevsky for our brilliant podcast music. And thank you to Lucy Moore for our extra podcast artwork. Thank you to you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.